And our special guest tonight, Rose Wright. We are talking about her work, The Edgar Allan Poe Companion, and the subsequent Edgar Allan Poe tarot cards. And she's going to do readings for you. Also, she'll chat with you about Edgar Allan Poe if that's what you prefer. But if you do want a reading, she wants a direct question, and then she'll pull some cards, and we'll see what we have to see about you. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Rose Wright with us. Rose, what is your next project? What do you do after this one?
You know, I am interested in doing more tarot decks. I am also thinking about just starting a blog or a YouTube channel where I can do monthly readings for people and actually offer my services through YouTube and my website. And I, you know, you can contact me and I can do astrology readings for you or, just, you know, pull some cards for you, your tarot cards, do your yearly reading, monthly reading, whatever you need. But that's going up on the website soon. And like I said, I'm planning on starting a YouTube channel where I can reach more people that way. But, if you go to my website, my email, my Instagram should be up there. You can direct message me through Instagram, get in touch, and, you know, we'll work out something. You know, let me know what you want me to do. I can read birth charts. I can help you with life purpose. I can help you with year to come, anything like that. But, yeah, I'm interested in continuing the tarot deck career and writing more books. I also write middle grade fiction on the side, so maybe you'll see that out there one day, but I still have a lot of work to do on that. So, but right now I'm just trying to pursue, you know, the spiritual life, as they say.
What's your fascination with this bug with a star on its back?
Oh, the scarab beetle. The scarab beetle really features heavily in Poe's writings. And the gold bug, that's where the scarab beetle is prominent. And it's all part of the decoding messaging in the gold bug. And it really is about Egyptian spirituality. And Poe goes into that in a conversation with a mummy. So, you know, not only does he writes detective fiction and dabbles in the occult. Well, you know, he knows a lot about Egyptian history and things like that, and, you know, the stars and cosmology. And the scarab beetle plays a big role in Egyptology, and that was something that Poe was actually interested in too. So he puts that in a lot of his work.
Super. Rose, some people just want to ask you a question about Poe or tarot cards in general. Others would like a reading, so I'll highlight those for you when we go to the calls, okay?
Okay, great.
And then you would like, if they want a reading, you want a direct question about something, right?
Yeah, a direct question. No multiple questions. If I pull the card, and I'm pulling one card.
Just one. That's
just
right.
One. And if I think it needs a clarifier, I'll pull one more card as a clarifier.
Okay. A lot of people are just curious about Edgar Allan Poe and the tarot cards as well. And explain the cards. I'm looking at the cards illustrated by Eugene Smith. They're the actual tarot cards that we all know, but it's done in the Edgar Allan Poe genre.
Exactly. So every card that you're looking at is one of Poe's, is based on one of Poe's stories or poems. So
a little creepier.
It's a little creepier, yeah, because, you know, that's Poe for you, right?
Or that was Eugene.
Well,
he's probably listening, going, that guy just called me a creep. No, I didn't, Eugene. I'm just talking about your personality.
You know what, Eugene has a great dark side to him that he can access when it comes to comics, graphic novels, and drawing these illustrations for the tarot. But, you know, as far as I go, when it comes to these cards, I read the stories and I told Eugene, you know, this is what you have to draw. Now, he has creative liberty, of course. I always say, go at it, you know. Let me know, you know, show me what's going on in your head. So we kind of worked in tandem like that. I would describe to him what needed to be on the card, and he would just take creative liberty.
All right, let's go to some of the calls. Let's start with Lee in Miami, Florida. Lee wants a reading, East of the Rockies. Hi, Lee. Welcome to the program.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be
You're
on here.
You're very welcome.
Fan.
Hi, Lee.
All right.
How are you?
Fire away with your question, Lee, and Rose will go to work for us.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm a huge fan of Poe, too. But, you know, I was just wondering if the cards had anything, any advice to give me about work, or because since I've lost my job and it's been a difficult year, I wanted to know if any direction or any type of career advice is shown, or just general help with livelihood. It would be helpful.
Okay. I'm going to pull a card for you right here.
Tell us what it is.
It is the Nine of Pentacles. Okay, so the Nine of Pentacles indicates that it's a great card. It's such a positive card, okay? It indicates that you are going to have a job again soon. The upcoming year looks great. You're going to feel good. You're going to be an independent woman again. You are going to thrive again. You are going to be able to take care of yourself. Okay, the Nine of Pentacles is a woman who, you know, she's able to luxuriate. She's able to just enjoy life because she has what she needs. It's the Nine of Pentacles, coins. You know, she has the luxury in her life. She has independence. She doesn't need anybody else. And that's what's going to be coming. I just got the chills, too, because I have psychic abilities, and I can channel myself. So, you know, if I get the chills, that actually means that this is probably coming for you, okay, because I actually feel it. Okay, and I'm seeing it here in the cards that, you know, the Nine of Pentacles is the most, it's my favorite card in the deck. It's the most, one of the most positive ones. And it indicates that your future is bright. You're going to be in luck. You just have to put a little bit of work in, you know, look for the thing that you really want. Put the work into searching for what you truly want, okay? Just don't take anything. You know, what's going to make you feel independent? What's going to make you feel good? What's going to make you feel confident again? Go for that. And I think your future is a good one.
All right. Well, good luck with you, and enjoy. Miami, Florida down there, Lee. Let's go next to Tom in La Jolla, California, with just a question. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, George. And Rose, wow. You know, just my opinion, Rose, before I get to my comment and question, but I think you were reincarnated with Poe at the time he was alive. And I don't know if you want to speak about that. But first to the comment and question. There was a historian named Hoffman who wrote a book called Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. And he contended that Edgar Allan Poe was murdered, specifically poisoned, okay, because he exposed the methods of the evil secret societies. Now, there are secret societies that do good, but Poe exposed the methods of the evil secret societies, specifically what was called the revelation of the method. Revelation of the method is they show you the knife, and then while you're alive, they carve you up, you know, but they show you beforehand, and you don't realize you're going to get murdered with the knife. And there were several Poe stories like The Cask of Amontillado, Pit and the Pendulum, Telltale Heart, obviously, you know. And, you know, even in stories like The Purloined Letter, that type of thing, you get this idea that the method of your doom is revealed to you by the evil secret society, and then they take you to your doom. And so my question to you, what was Poe's connection in terms of exposure of these evil secret societies, which I'm sure he must have encountered, you know, at his time there in America? And I was wondering if you would comment about that. And if you're willing to comment on your previous incarnation with Poe, that would be great.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I've thought that before. You know, I'm like, am I reincarnated? Who am I? You know, who was I? But, you know, it sounds so arrogant to say, I was this person, I was that person. So it's kind of cool to hear it from you. But as far as the secret societies go, you know, there are so many great biographers out there, and I feel like I've only touched the surface of Poe's involvement in these secret societies. This is such an interesting topic, and I think I'm going to go down a rabbit hole after, you know, tomorrow or something, after I get some sleep, but I'm going to go down a rabbit hole with this because I need to look into it more. But I think, yes, he probably was exposed. I mean, all the stories that you mentioned, plus Conversations with the Mummy is also about dissection, taking things apart, and then, you know, revealing the spiritual answers behind that, behind the person, you know, being dissected. So, yes, I feel like maybe he was murdered. That's not in one of the top theories that he was murdered. As far as being murdered goes, I heard one of the theories was that his brother-in-law hunted him down and beat him up, but I don't think that that's, I think that's neither here nor there, but I do think it's possible, but it would have been a bigger cover-up than just tossing him out on the street. Although, if it's right under your nose, why would you suspect it, right? But I'd have to look into that more. I still think it's cooping as of right now. I still think he was cooped, but you know what? If I were going to get rid of Poe somehow and I needed it to just look like a cooping, well, that's what I would do.
You would do that.
Yeah, because it would be right under your nose in plain sight. Who's going to expect that, right? Who's going to expect that it's a, you know, this secret society? So I do think that's a major possibility, and I do think it does it does say a lot about the stories he wrote and, you know, the secret messages within those stories. I think you're absolutely right.
Let's go to Deborah in Peoria, who would like a reading. Welcome to the show. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, George. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I hope you are, too.
Rose?
Hi. Rose? How are you?
Hi. How are you? I hope you're doing well as well. Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of a card you would draw for my husband and I's relationship. After 46 years, we're getting a little dull.
Oh, really?
Okay. Hmm. Okay, let's see what we've got here.
Pull that card. What do we pull on something like that?
So I pulled the Death card.
Oh, okay? Great.
No, but that's not bad, okay? That's not bad because...
That doesn't mean a death of a relationship?
No, it just means a transformation, okay? So
we could use that.
You're going to have to transform the relationship, and you're going to have to put a little bit of work into it, okay? So you're going to have to be creative. Think outside of the box. You know, do something that will spark something.
Spark it up.
You know, like what happened, you know, what happened in the beginning of your relationship that, you know, what was a little nice, charming thing you did for him or he did for you in the beginning, the very, very, very beginning? Think about those things, because I actually accidentally pulled out a second card. A second card came out with the Death card, and it's the Six of Wands, and that's success. That's achievement. Everybody's cheering for you, okay? Everybody wants you guys to be okay, to succeed. And to me, you're just going to go through a transformation. Transformations aren't easy, okay? They never are, right? So
yes.
It's like a rebirth of your relationship. Okay?
Oh, I could go for that. I think he could too, actually.
Yeah, because the Six of Wands came out with it, which to me, in the end, is going to be a success. Okay, just don't be afraid of the transformation. To make it into something new.
I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't know where we'll go with it, but he just retired about 3 years ago, and it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
When everything's done and said and done, you thought, oh, wow, here we are. We're at the end, you know. We'll have a good time together.
Yes, yeah. Your life is completely, that's a huge change, and it's a huge transformation to go into retirement. It's a lifestyle change. So, yes, you are transforming right now. It's just, you know, you have to go back. It's like a complete circle in a way. You have to go back to where you started in order to create something anew. You know what I mean?
All right. Good luck, Deborah. Hope everything works out for you. So, May, when you picked the cards, how were you doing that, Rose? Kind of explain it to us.
Well, I hear the person's voice, and I kind of get a feel for their energy, and then I just start shuffling in my hand, and then I kind of lay it out on the chair here in a fan. And then I put my hand over it. I have a Reiki certification, so I put my hand over the cards, and I'm drawn to the right one. That's basically how I do it.
Let's go to Robert in Tucson, Arizona. Just a question. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to ask about if you know about the book Edgar Allan Poe, The Strange Man Standing Deep in the Shadows by Charlotte Montague. It was published 5 years ago. And then finally, to George, when I was in high school, I had an oral interpretation class, and I read The Raven, but I kind of botched it, I think. What I really should have read was your story, The
Telltale Heart. Yeah.
I could have had a lantern as an illustration during the story. I think it would have went over better. But anyway, I'll take the response off the phone. Thanks.
No, I have not heard of that book, but I want the name again so I can look it up. I didn't memorize it just now, but it sounds fascinating. And I'm almost kind of confused as to why I don't know about it. But I should.
You should know every book on Poe.
Right? That's what's expected of me.
Can you spell the... he hung up, so you may never find that book again.
I will find it. You know, I think it's in my subconscious. I'll just peruse all the books.
Right, the worst comes to worst, I can have Dan go back and listen to it, and we'll get the name for you.
He said the last, like, 5 years ago it was published, so I'll look back.
We've got it on tape. We've got it on tape. Rose, since you've been doing this, and how many years you've been at it now?
Well, Tarot, I've been reading for over 10 years, well over 10 years, probably closer to 14. And I've been reading astrology charts for 15 years now, so, you know, a long time.
And you've been doing Reiki for how long?
Oh, 14 years now.
Gosh, that's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And what fascinates you about tarot cards?
Oh, my gosh, just the fact that you can tune in, you can ask your guides and your angels for assistance. In what's to come. If you're confused, you know, you have an answer. You have a little bit more confidence. And you know what? Even if you don't get the answer you want, at least you're armed with the knowledge of the truth so that you can fight your battle better. And I think, you know, that's what tarot and astrology give you. They arm you with spiritual strength and knowledge to go forward, you know, as any religion really would do.
Sure, it would. All right, Rose, stay with us. We're going to come right back and take final phone calls with you. Questions or readings, it's your choice. On our next Coast to Coast program, we're going out into space with Brandon Weikert as we talk about winning space, how America remains a superpower. Looking forward to that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Rose Wright with us. This is our final segment here as we talk about the Edgar Allan Poe Tarot and the Edgar Allan Poe Companion. And I wonder what Poe would have said about these cards. Rose, what do you think?
I often wonder that myself, and I hope that he would at least find the humor in it, if not think it's really cool. You know, I hope that he wouldn't be annoyed by it, or I hope that he wouldn't think it was frivolous is what I'm trying to get at. I really hope that he would find delight in the macabre of it all, especially the back of the card where the raven is biting the eyeball.
Jeez.
I hope that he would delight in that. So I think he would get a kick out of it.
Would you have liked to have lived in that era?
Part of me says yes, and part of me says no. Yes, because I just want to know, I want to experience it, live it, see what was really happening. I want to find out the answer to these mysteries. But at the same time, it was really hard. I mean, you know, there was a lot of struggle back then, and we don't think about that today, but there was a lot of struggle. So as far as the struggle, no, but yes to being able to see and gain the answers that we all want.
Let's go to Sandra in North Hollywood, California. Sandra wants a reading, first-time caller. Hello, Sandra.
Hi. Hi, George. Hi, Rose. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
What's your question?
My question is this. I write music, and I've been doing it all my life, and I have songs that are relevant and timely now, especially now, and I'm a very isolated person because I have a sleeping disorder. I'm up all night. I sleep all day, so it's kind of hard to have a conventional life, but I need to get my music out. And I was wondering if you could pull up a card or a reading or something and get some intuitive information about what direction I could go from here, because I'm really stuck, and I really want to share this music.
Okay, let me see here.
All right, pull one of those cards, and let's see what we get.
Okay, so I get that you can be successful if you put it out there. You're just going to have to, you might have to collaborate with someone, whether it's online or in your personal life. I know you said you're isolated a lot and you stay up, but I got the Three of Pentacles here, which means that you're going to have to, I don't know if you make music with, if you've ever made music with other people or if someone can help you produce or mix it, but if you do that, if you collaborate with someone else on whatever aspect of the music needs the collaboration, so maybe it's mixing, maybe it's sound, maybe it's you know, just production quality. Maybe it's someone who's going to play background instrument or something like that. Think about that. Think about what your music needs that's a little bit extra that can make it better than it already is, okay? Just that little bit, because, you know, life is a game of inches, and sometimes if you take that extra inch, well, you'll gain all the success, right? So I do have the Six of Wands, too, which indicates that you will be successful if you collaborate, okay? It's all about the collaboration process. So I don't know what that means to you. I hope it makes sense, but just take it for what it is, think about it, and do it.
So it's going to work out.
Yep. Yes, of course. Yeah. If she collaborates, if she works with someone else on making it even better than it can be. But if she sticks by herself in isolation, things are going to be harder to push out there.
Let's go to Ken now in Novato, California. Ken also would like a reading. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, when I think of Edgar Allan Poe, I think of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, author of Sherlock Holmes,
mm-hmm.
meets Rod Serling. And did Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Sir Edgar Allan Poe share the same space in history, and did they borrow from each other?
So you're just asking me that question?
Yes.
I think they did share the same mind in a way, okay? So yes, they did share the same space, and I think they did borrow here and there. But, you know, like I said, Poe was, you know, the inventor of the modern detective story. So, I mean, anybody that's writing a detective story is borrowing from Poe. It's always about Poe. And even Stephen King said, we're all children of Poe, all of us, all of the writers. So while they could be borrowing and sharing the same history, it's Poe who was there first, and it's coming from his mind and his creation. That's what I think.
Let's go next to Barbara in Florida. She has a question and would like a reading. Barbara, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, George.
Hi, Barb.
Very much. Before I ask my question, I want to tell you it's particularly relevant to me that I got through, because I'm originally from the Baltimore area, and I grew up with a father that was absolutely fascinated with Edgar Allan Poe, and so I knew a lot when I was young. By the way, this would be relevant to you, George. My father's birthday is June 17th.
That's pretty close.
Ring a bell?
Pretty, yeah, absolutely.
You know, That's Art's birthday.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Rose, I'm hoping that you can give me some insight in my current romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's your question? You just want insight?
Insight it is.
Yes. Insight into... It's I'm 65,
mm-hmm.
and we met in my 55-plus community with karaoke in January and had an immediate... Neither of us had been in a relationship for a very, very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I could definitely use some insight. And he's probably listening up in Michigan. He's a snowbird. I got him into coast to coast.
Good. Good for you. Go ahead, Rosie.
Okay. Okay.
Pull that card.
I just picked the Ace of Cups. So this is a new emotional beginning for both of you. Okay. It's a beautiful beginning. And the second card came out with it, the Nine of Swords. So do not be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be wrapped up in your own mind about what could go wrong, about, you know, even what can go right. Don't worry about anything like that. Put your worries aside and just focus on the beautiful connection that you guys are making currently, okay? Because it can go somewhere. This is a new emotional start. It's full. It's brimming with life. And emotions. So just run with it because it's a good thing.
All right. Good for you. Let's go to Paul, Charlotte, North Carolina. Just a question. Paul, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. It's a true honor to be on the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call in real quick. My family and I, we're real history buffs, and I took my daughters down to Charleston, South Carolina about a week ago to see some of the historical sites, the plantations, mansions, and all of that stuff. One place we went to Fort Moultrie, which is across the river from downtown Charleston, and some of the first shots of the Civil War were fired on Fort Sumter from there. But I also found out that Edgar Allan Poe was stationed there in the early 1800s,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if there is any documentation, writings about that stage of his life and how it may have impacted his later life and literature on down the road. So thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate
okay.
it.
There wasn't that much about his Army career, was there?
No, there wasn't. He enlisted in order to be able to support his writing at the time, so that's the only reason why he went into the Army. And he was in North Carolina, but I think he was discharged pretty quickly. There wasn't that much, and after that he went to West Point and got... you know, kicked out of there too, on his own accord. You know, he did it to himself. He wanted to be discharged. But, yeah, there's not much there, and I wish there were. And, you know, if anybody has any more information, please drop into my DMs. Just go to my website, eaptarot.com, and you can find me on the Coast to Coast website and find my Instagram or my email and email me and tell me if you know or have any idea of more about his North Carolina stint, you know, his Army stint, because there's not much out there.
If you were to meet Edgar Allan Poe, what would you ask him?
That's a tough one, George. I would ask him if he has ever had an out-of-body experience.
Really? An OBE?
Yes, and if he had, what did he see?
I wonder if he would even know what that was.
Oh, I think he did, because I think he had plenty of them that he just didn't talk about, but that he referenced in his work.
Let's go to Michelle in California. She, too, would like a reading. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to know if my finances are going to improve drastically, but I also had a comment about I recently saw something saying they believe Poe died of lead poisoning, not alcoholism.
That's interesting. I hadn't read that one. Where did you see that one?
It was some program on TV, and I'd always heard, and it bothered me, that I always heard he died from over-drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it always seemed to be connected with trying to make his works not as good. That,
yes.
You know, he couldn't possibly be that good because he was an alcoholic.
Right.
And I've loved Poe since I was a child.
Right, exactly. It's just more slander. I know where you're coming from.
But they say it has something to do with the way they made alcohol back in that time.
Right.
Because there was some other famous person they believed. But with Poe, they said they had a strand of hair that they could test. And so I didn't know if you were aware of that. I had never heard that before.
I had never heard that either, but I'm going to go down a rabbit hole now looking into it.
They should do some DNA on him now.
They should. I mean, they would have to exhume, re-exhume whatever they can.
What's left of him. But
yeah. And.
But what about our finances? Pull a card.
Yeah, finances.
Pull a card for the finances and see what we can find for Michelle.
So we have the Queen of Wands. So I don't know if you're creative at all, but if you want your finances to improve, you really need to tap into the creative side of yourself, whether it's creating your own business or just going for a job that's creative, that utilizes your creativity. And that can be in an office. You can be creative in an office, in marketing, sales, publicity, anything like that, writing, editing. But if you have a special thing that you do, a hobby, turn it into a business, because that's going where you're going to make your money.
Okay, let's take a few more calls while we have time. Let's go to Rick in Chicago. Like a reading. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, I'm just to keep it short. It's just basically my I drive truck. It's been up and down. I'm just curious what the financial outlook might be.
Okay. Let's see.
All right, pull another card and see what we can do for Rick here. Go ahead.
Okay, the Chariot. So it's going to be, you're going to have some challenges coming up with finances, okay? Like, it's probably challenging right now. You're being pushed and pulled in different directions. You feel like, I've got to pay this bill, but I've got to balance this one. Or, you know, I've got to, you know, try to balance my bills here and there. Or I got to pay this one and not pay that one this month. Stuff like that's coming up, and you just feel like you can't go anywhere. You're just kind of stuck, and you don't know how to drive this car, like, where you want to go. Okay, I'm going to pull a clarifier for you. Okay, you're going to have to go through a major transformation with your finances, whether it's going into a financial program to try and get your finances back in order, talking to someone to get your finances back in order, you know, getting a new job that's going to bring in money, an extra job that's going to bring in money, or, you know, I get the Death card here as the clarifier. So it's going to have to be a transformation. You're going to have to transform how you handle money, or how you view money, or how you make money. It's going to be a major change. You're going to have to get a new position. You're going to have to talk to a financial planner. You're going to have to watch YouTube videos on how to get your finances in order, and you've really just got to commit to it and, you know, start right away, because you can have success, but it's going to be, you're going to have to work your way up that mountain, if you see what I mean. But in the end, you'll come out successful. You just have to really focus right now on that.
Rose, if you see something horrendous in a reading for someone, would you tell them?
I would say look out for this, because this is a potential. Okay, so.
So you wouldn't scare the living daylights out of them.
No, but it's like I'm reading the cards as all things being equal. So everything as it is right now, the energies as they are right now, it doesn't mean it can't change. So.
But don't you think you have an obligation if you see something to tell them?
Yeah, and I would. I would say, you know, you have the potential to get in a car accident. There's a
right. Something could happen to you if
something
you're not careful.
Something could happen. You might want to change your course a little bit, and you can change the energy of your course so that, you know, if I do a tarot reading on you in a week, it'll be different. So, you know, like I said before, knowledge is, you know, spiritual knowledge is power, and you're armed to make the changes. You're empowered to make the changes in your own life.
All right. Well, that's good you do that. Rose, thanks for being on the program. Appreciate it. The name of the book is called The Edgar Allan Poe Companion, and then the cards are Edgar Allan Poe Tarot. How about that? For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be set. Safe, everyone.